it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. If you'd like to talk to us, maybe you've got a question, comment, anything having to do with real estate, you can do it right here, 410-922-6680. Happy New Year. My goodness, it is a new year. I'm finding myself smiling as I think about all of the amazing people who I talk to after the show, who call me during the week, who send me texts and emails, my clients who've become more than clients. I don't know, some of them are clients that have turned into friends, some are friends that have turned into clients and have helped me in this wonderful real estate journey. And there's really nothing that's better for me than answering the phone and hearing a voice from the past, which I did this morning, and I have to call him back. They start with, "Hey, Margaret, you helped us before. Can we do this again?" This could be 5 years ago. This could be 20 years ago. Or sometimes I'll get that call and it'll say, "I told my friend to give you a call." Every single time that happens, I can't help but feel good to smile. It's like somebody giving you a warm hug. It's a present for me. It's all wrapped up. So people don't refer to me just by chance. They do it because something felt right that first time. Maybe it was how smoothly everything went. Maybe it was how it didn't go smoothly and we still got it to the settlement with everything that was supposed to happen. We say settlement is when the check clears, you've got the keys, the other person has the money. And what I love most is these connections continue to grow long after we close on a house. I love when I hear from recent past buyers and sellers who just pick up the phone and said, "I'm thinking about you. I wouldn't be where I am if you hadn't helped me sell my house." One stands out in particular. I spoke to her this week, and I guess she probably touches base with me maybe every month. Every time I hear her voice, I smile, because after we sold her home, she said one of the best things I've ever heard. She said, "It is the first time in my life," and this is somebody who was maybe 75 or 80, "this is the first time in my life that I've been debt-free because you were able to get me the price that I needed for my house." And she says, "There's not a day that goes by that I don't think about it." That, to me, is the hugest, hugest success story. And again, sometimes it's years later. Sometimes it's a coworker who heard a story at lunch. Maybe it's just that word of mouth. I never, ever take a single returning client or referral for granted. They just remind me why I've stayed in this in this business for decades. The people I get to work with, the trust we build, and the privilege of being invited back in their lives. Something to be thankful, not just at the beginning of the year, but every single day. Call us if you've got a comment, question, a home for sale, looking for a home. Give us a call at 410-922-6680. I need a home. Listen carefully. Might be hard to find. I need a home that is 3 to 4 bedrooms, a single family home with a garage, move-in condition. They need it, not like it. They need it to be within 30 minutes of Fort Meade, and settlement needs to take place in March. They would really like to be able to move in without much work, and it needs to be under $500,000. If you have a single-family home half an hour from Fort Meade, want to settle in March, your house is in good condition, please give me a call. If you're already working with a real estate agent, have your real estate agent give me a call so I can hook you up. This is somebody who is ready to buy. This is not somebody, as we call, looky-loos or tire kickers. This is somebody who's going to be in a house in March. So I'd like to be the one that helps them get there. Want to tell you about something charming, another home. You know how each one of my homes are very special, but this is, I'm going to call it a little sanctuary. It's nestled in the friendly Hallmark Manor neighborhood, which is in Parkville. That zip code is 21234. It's a place where everyday living feels like a cozy retreat. What's delightful about this house, it is a twin rancher. It offers a blend of comfort and clever design. It makes you feel like it's your very own standalone home, in spite that the house in the middle is attached. So there are two houses together. You basically have no contact with the next door neighbor if you don't want. Your backyard is fenced. There's storage. You have your own side driveway going right into the kitchen. It is all on one level. The heart of the house, obviously, is the eat-in kitchen. It's got a big window, and the backyard, as I said, is great. It's fenced, and if you've got pets or kids or just want to enjoy some backyard time, privacy, this is the place to be. One of the standout features is the 3 bedrooms, and each one is connected to a bathroom. Give me a call if this is something that you're interested in. It is designed, you know, sometimes you just can't afford that individual rancher on the big piece of land. This is one where you've got no steps, a rancher, 3 bedrooms, ready to move in, and a full lower level for storage or for totally refinishing it, maybe making it a rec room or more bedrooms. It is, it's just a really good house that I believe in. And if you're interested in this home, this is one of those homes that you can make a good buy right now, because sometimes people will look at the multiple list and they'll say, a twin rancher, that means they're attached. They don't understand the beauty of the way this home is laid out and how convenient it is. So you can be living in your little dream house that offers convenience and warmth and a sense of privacy in a zip code that is 31234. 21234 in the Parkville area. If you're thinking about a home, three bedrooms, basement, driveway, fence backyard, level lot, no steps, give me a call. This may be one of the best buys that I've had. You can have this home for $350 or less. Hard to believe that you could still get a really good home at this price. Give me a call if this is something that you're interested in, or if you have if you're a real estate agent who has a buyer, give me a call. Love to talk to you. One of the things that has been kind of funny is I tried to call a real estate agent recently. Well, actually several times. And what happens is they answer the phone and they tell you where they are, what they're doing, why they're doing, and some of them are really, really hysterical. That is way, way too much, way too much information. I mean, I've heard them say, I'm in the dentist's office, I'm prepping for a colonoscopy, I don't feel well, I'm in the hospital. You really don't need to say that. I just want to talk to you about a house. I'm sorry your life is going the way it is, but I want to give you some really good responses when you answer the phone and you're not available. Easy to say, because you don't owe anyone a window into your personal life. And just because your calendar is full, the rest of the world does not need to know about it. So here are some easy things, and maybe I'm talking more to real estate agents, and the way you are perceived, the way we are perceived when we answer the phone, when the public calls us, when another agent calls us for something. Here's some really easy, comfortable things that you can say when they want an appointment and you're not available, no matter what it is, whether you're taking a nap, whether you're in the hospital, whether you're on vacation. Real easy. All you have to say is something like, that time doesn't work for me. Would later today or tomorrow afternoon work? Very simple. Nobody knows where you are. Another one, how about 2 o'clock tomorrow, or would 3 o'clock be better? How about, I have appointments stacked that morning, let's find some time in the afternoon. Or how about, I'm in a meeting, can I get back to you within the hour, or state a specific time? And don't forget, you can also text all of these messages. What I'm trying to get at, real estate agents, is that you need to guard your time, but you still need to be responsible how you handle the callers when they come in. And if you want the best response, the gold standard, it's very easy. You can text back, I'm in an appointment. That says it all, meaning I'll get back to you. You don't have to give details, no explanations, no mental images. Anyone asked that they didn't ask for. Save that personal stuff for your friends and family if they want to hear it even. But in real estate, this professionalism goes a long way, and the silence about why you're busy is often the most professional answer. I think many of you who have worked in real estate, or any business really, know exactly what I'm talking about, and I'm sure we've all got some very funny stories of what we call TMI, too much information. Just thought I would throw that in, because this is all about real estate, and this show is for buying houses, for selling houses, for answering your questions, whether you're in a house, thinking about it. Maybe you're going to stay in your house forever and it's going to be a forever home. Maybe you are a real estate agent listening. I want to get as much information out there as possible. And we're going to step out for a break. You're listening to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number is 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com. WCBM.com.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harvard County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is All About Real Estate. If you want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. I have somebody that's texting me that say, can you talk about more houses? I like the way you describe your houses. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you about a few of the homes that I have. And again, feel free to interrupt me with a call. You can reach us 410-922-6680. If you're thinking about selling your home and you've got a question, this is the place to go. So I'm going to tell you about this home that, when it comes to finding the perfect home, the most important thing is location. Location is everything. This one is nestled on a very highly sought after road, 7 Mile Lane and 21208. It offers a unique opportunity that smart, discerning buyers crave but can never find. The neighborhood is synonymous with tranquility, convenience, and endless possibility. It sits on a lot that's over a third of an acre, 0.38. It boasts a shared driveway, so you've got privacy from the road, and it has a very private setting. You feel like it's a hidden gem. You're away from the bustling world and the traffic, but you're close to everything. It's a peaceful retreat, easy access to all the local shopping areas. It features main level living, a living room, a dining room, a cozy den complete with a fireplace. The main level also has a first floor laundry. It has a powder room right on that first floor, a side entrance. There is room on this house if you wanted to add on. You could probably double the size of this house. You could add a two-car garage to this house. You could add a first floor primary suite to it. There's also a very large deck for outdoor living. You've got a sprawling backyard for just gatherings or play or just soaking in nature. There's room to grow in this house. There is a full basement, so you could make more rooms down there. There is a laundry hookup in the lower level, even though you've got one on the first floor. But having that laundry hookup means you could even add a full bathroom in the lower level if you wanted to increase that living space. Just think of all the possibilities. A good place to entertain. You could have additional bedrooms. You could make this so it could be your home office. The possibilities are unlimited. The paved area at your disposal allows, if you wanted to increase the size of the house or just add that wonderful two-car garage. And the homes around this area, there is such a scarcity that you're finding very small 2-3 bedroom homes in the area that are actually being torn down to create what I'm calling these McMansions, big three-story, two-three-story homes with basements, garages. And this home has more land than any of them. This is one of those potentials that's waiting to be transformed. So you could open that lower level. You could add on to it. You could live in the house the way it is. It is already 4 bedrooms and 3 bath, 4 bedrooms and 2.5 bathrooms. And whether you're planning to renovate it, whether you're planning to design a new one, this living space can accommodate today's modern lifestyle. It's got gas heat and air conditioning. It is, as I said, you could move in now. It does need some updating. And this sought-after location offers a blend of charm and convenient living. And I don't think you're going to find this kind of buy in this kind of area very often. If you're thinking about a home that you can just update right now and live in a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath rancher with a basement and lots of land next to it and around it, give me a call. The other very positive thing is that it's next to the middle school, and what you have there, you have the use of the playground, you have the use of the tennis courts. On the weekends, you have the use of the parking lot for as many cars as you want when you're entertaining. And it is ready to go. If you're interested in this home, give me a call. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. And again, if you are working with a real estate agent, have them call me. You call me and tell me who your agent is. I will call them. I just think this is one of those homes that is a good buy in a good neighborhood, and I'd like to talk to you more about it. One of my other really special homes, as you've listened to me for a while, you'll know that I kind of specialize in unique, unusual homes rather than what I call the clone O'Neills. Clone O'Neills are wonderful. It's most people's dream. Marilyn loves 4 bedrooms, colonials, 2-car side loading garage, in perfect move-in condition in the right school system. What I say, if you're thinking about buying and you know you're only going to be in a location for a short time, maybe a few years, maybe till your kid finishes college, maybe a job, this is one of the ways that you can be pretty darn sure that the resale value is going to hold. That's what Marilyn wants, that traditional 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, side-loading garage in a good school system. So, as I was telling you, that's not what I specialize in, but if you've got that, I can certainly sell it. What I specialize in is these unique, one-of-a-kind type properties. And here's one I want to tell you about that is really charming. This home is 75 or 80 years old. It is all stone. It has a standing seam metal roof, which, if you know anything about roofs, this is a forever roof. It sits on 1/4 acre. It's surrounded by mature trees and stone paths and gardens, and it's terraced, and it's a little oasis. It's not a big home. It has 2 bedrooms, 1 bath, living room, dining room, lower level, and an attic. Gorgeous, gorgeous backyard. It is, if it's like you're going into a time warp. And this home is total perfection. No, it doesn't have the jacuzzis and it doesn't have the modern electronics, but it's got the basics, and everything that is there is done to perfection. The hardware in the house, the floors are magnificent, the walls, the ceiling, the roof, the landscaping in the back, all of these things just make it absolutely perfect. And it's got glorious, really beautiful hardwood floors. You can walk through this house, not hear a squeak. The doors open and close. It has been redone over the years to total perfection. If you're thinking about living in a perfect cottage, a stone cottage, that you would really appreciate the workmanship there, give me a call. I'd like to talk to you about it. It is located in the zip code of 21209. It is in the Cheswold area of Mount Washington. It's in the middle of the block. It's just one of these really cute, unassuming, total perfection homes that I would like to share with somebody who would appreciate it. And if you'd like to see it, if you'd like to talk about it, if you'd like to explore it, give me a call or have your agent give me a call. And again, this is a home that is at 6240 Woodcrest Avenue. And again, 21209 in the Cheswold area of Mount Washington. And we're going to step out for a break. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-922-6680, or you can text that number.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
Saturday morning from 7 to 8, turn off the tiller, shed those garden gloves, and leave the dirt under your fingernails, because you'll fit right in with the Garden Club with Alan Summers, the garden guru. Saturday mornings at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. I have someone who has just texted me asking if you could discuss the best way to handle issues after a home inspection. That's a really good question, and I'd be happy to, and I hope I'll answer your questions. If you have more that you want to ask me, Joy, just continue to text me and I'll answer. So let's talk about how you would handle a home inspection. Sometimes it can feel like everything goes sideways. You've got a problem because buyers are anxious, sellers are anxious. The house that really felt good, you've done everything to get the house on the market. You've painted, you've cleaned, you've decluttered, you've unpacked, you've packed, you've left. You feel that you've done everything that you possibly could. And then you have a home inspection come in and they start picking away at things. I'm not saying they shouldn't find things? Absolutely. A home inspection is more than just to find out if something's wrong. A home inspection, which the buyer should be there, is a way to learn about the house, how to change the filters, that kind of thing, the drainage, where the water cutoff is. But I've also been in inspections where you've had a home inspector, I don't know how to say that, almost seems like they have their own agenda. For instance, if you've got a home, I don't know if the home that you're talking about is in good condition or not. Again, if you would give me some more information, I would be happy to share it. But one of the things that I have found is that it's not, the inspections don't usually kill the deal. What really can kill a deal is fear. When a home inspector is talking to a buyer, mainly I'm thinking about someone who is not aware of how a home is built, has never lived in a house, they can be scared away from the home just by the way a home inspector examines it, the way they describe it. For instance, something really small. Let's say you hear that they have checked the outlet and there is reverse polarity. Okay, well, absolutely, you want that corrected. It's a simple fix. You bring an electrician in. They flip the wires. You don't do it yourself unless you've got experience. But it's something that can be fixed in 5 or 10 minutes. If you have a contractor who presents that differently, outlets, they could be not safe. You can scare young buyers. You can scare anybody away. And that's just a minor detail. You know, a home inspection's not really a report card. It's kind of a snapshot of the time, because it's not a new house, maybe. Maybe it is a new house. And you really want agents, if you're working with buyers, hopefully you've got a list of several home inspectors that you can recommend. If your buyer is very knowledgeable and is almost a contractor, they need one kind of home inspector. If you've got a buyer who's never changed a furnace filter, you've got another kind. And a lot of times it's the insensitivity and the way the inspection is handled. And when that happens, is you've just got to slow down. But once an inspector scares you, a young buyer, no matter how easy the fix is, I've seen buyers walk away from a deal. And you can't save that deal by pressure. It's saved by being steady, by taking another important step, by taking control. And then what do you do after an inspection? There are two reasonable ways to do this. You can take that home inspection if you're a seller, and you can address each one of the conditions that may be a problem, bring a contractor in, get them fixed, or you can disclose them so that the buyer may have the option of knowing what it is and having it done. Maybe you can give an allowance for that. And just remember that when you're getting estimates, again, they are just tools. They don't define the value of the house. A negative inspection doesn't mean a bad house. It means the house is kind of like it's human. And many inspections that feel scary at first can be worked through successfully one step at a time. And if you have a specific home inspection question that you would like to talk about, give me a call. We will talk about it. Or Joy, I believe that's your name, text me and let me know if there's any other thing that I can tell you about. We have a caller on the air. We have an Arnold in Severna Park. Good afternoon, Arnold.
Good afternoon, Ms. Rome, and thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year and everything. Hope all's well.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, I have spoken with you over the years. Most previously, I was interested possibly in Slade, the Slades, and I remember we spoke at length about that. I constantly vacillate. At this point, I have three homes. I have a rental in Pasadena. I own a home in Severna Park, and I have a Florida residence that unfortunately for health reasons I can't be in right now because Maryland has better medical care. Anyway, I'll make it short here as I can. I've decided to keep the Severna Park home and invest the money into it that I want to do because it's almost paid off. But one question I have is, have you ever dealt with, and is it common with some of your transactions, dealing with homes built between 1965 and 1975 with aluminum wiring?
Yes, there are. I think that is a terrific question for an electrician. What experience have you had with the aluminum wiring?
Well, fortunately, all of the homes that I've had have not had it. I understand it was used commonly between that time period during the Vietnam War to save money, and it was cheap, much cheaper than copper, and it conducted electricity well. However, its lifespan was much shorter, and it did create a lot of issues, and unfortunately with fires in homes. There were mitigation practices that could be done because most of the fire hazard was at the connection point, like your outlets on the wall where you plug things in, light switches, of that sort of thing. And they did what's commonly practiced as pigtailing, where they do some kind of splicing to connect the aluminum with a copper-based, I forget the exact brand name, is used, and only licensed electricians can do it. It doesn't completely eliminate the risk, but it greatly reduces the risk of house fires. But I personally would kind of shy away from aluminum wiring, and there was a neighborhood that I just loved with the type of homes I loved in the Lakeshore area of Pasadena. They had aluminum wiring. And I grew up in a house in a very upscale waterfront neighborhood in Severna Park. It had it. And some of the neighbors experienced like spark shooting from outlets and things like that. So I didn't know if that was ever a deal breaker or if it was some kind of mitigation thing that you ever had to deal with as a realtor, because unfortunately many homes around the Baltimore metro area were built during that time period.
Arnold, I think that is one of the main reasons to get a home inspection. Maybe we will have an electrician on 1 week to talk about that. But yes, there are some safety risks with aluminum, especially as you mentioned with homes built during that time. They can overheat, they can have fire hazards. But again, I'm not equipped to answer those kinds of questions. This would be the perfect question if we have an electrician, contractor who knows about this that could share some information, or I will have Maybe I'll do a segment next week on the show about electric wiring. I appreciate your giving me a call and talking about this.
I hope you have a good new year.
We've got to step out. We've got to take a break. Thank you so much for the call.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. If you need to reach Margaret Rome after the show, anything about real estate, 410-530-2400. And, you know, let's talk about that house after that home inspection. Not every house is meant for every buyer, and that's okay. Some homes are absolutely shiny and simple. Others have character, some have history, and a few things need attention. They don't need any buyer. They need the right buyer. And that's what we're always looking for when we have a home. Who would be the right buyer for this home? Who would fit this home? Homes require vision. Homes that ask a buyer to look past a list of problems. You know, maybe you walk in and you see that the home needs painting. You see that the floors need resanding, but you find out it's got a new roof. It's got a dry basement. It's got new updated HVAC, heating and air conditioning systems. That the major things have been taken care of. But when you go into the house, it needs some TLC, cosmetics. And this is the time when you can make a good buy. This is the time that you can feel like you're getting a really good house. Of course, don't ever buy a house, I'd say, without a home inspection. Have the home inspection, but knowing going in that you're going to maybe have some floors to resand, some painting to be done, maybe, you know, new appliances in the kitchen. Don't overlook those homes, especially if you're on a tight budget. This is what you should be looking for. And one of the things may not be a bad idea to look for is, as I mentioned, fear scares people away after home inspections. If you see that a home has been on the market and is off the market, talk to that real estate agent. Find out what the concerns were. Maybe it's something very simple. Maybe the buyer just had what we call buyer's remorse. But buyers out there, you could find a really good buy and something that has been on the market, come off the market, and gone back on the market. If you have any questions about real estate, you want to talk about this, you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you can always reach me after the show. You can call me at 410-530-2400. Happy New Year. We'll see you next week.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.